In Prince Edward County, there's a new way to find and purchase local produce. GRIT stands for Grown in the County. It is a digital interactive map of farms in Prince Edward County showing what growers are selling, where they are located, hours of operation, and what payment types are accepted. Kanwar Gill and Sammy Lester were tired of running around all over the area in search of locally produced food, so created GRIT in April. Kanwar and Sammy, tell us more.
GRIT stands for Grown in the County. GRIT is also a play on the word grit, which is sand, dirt, but also refers to tenacity. It's really a spin on that word and really applies to the farmer community in the county. The website it refers to is growninthecounty.ca.
Who came up with this idea?
It was my idea. Initially, I was looking at... So my background is in software engineering. That's what I do for work. And I was... earlier this year, I was intentionally thinking about ideas that could benefit the community out in the county. And this was one that I had researched on, primarily from the County Economic Impact Report, talked about the Farm Gate Initiative, which is something they want to prioritize still on the table for the next 5 years. And that's how I started. And it was a personal endeavor that I had, because with my skill set and with you going out in the farm stands looking for certain types of products, today I only saw that communication happening on Facebook. Or people would call, depending on the farm stand who has a phone number, people who have connections, so they would reach out that way too. Word of mouth is king in the county.
So let's backtrack a bit. What is this?
In the background, it's all about promoting buying local and supporting local. And at the heart of that is the farmer or the agricultural community in the county. The problem that we're solving is you being able to make informed choice when it comes to buying local, you understanding where to go in order to get what you want. If you want broccoli, you can go to Lakeshore today. If you want...
not just buying local, but locally grown.
How do we define the boundaries of what's who can be on here? So really, people who are on there are not purely resellers, because we don't want people, say, just food terminals as an example, and then just putting it on your stand. At the heart of this is, you know, you growing in the county, part or all of your inventory or produce, but it could be other products as well, not just produce. People have like preserve, they use like their own grown ingredients into those products too. And there are a lot of people on the platform today that don't do it all, but they do, say, a majority of it or half of it. But really, that's really the black and white line for us. If you are only a reseller, we don't want only resellers on the platform. But we want you to have be growing part of it. And that's what we do in the onboarding process.
So how many people do you have listed on your... And I'm assuming it's a website that people go to.
Yeah. So growninthecounty.ca, it's a website, acts as a web app on your phone also. So it's very easy to work with. It's essentially a digital map. So think Google Maps, and you have pins on the map, and those pins are people who are on the platform, people who are growing locally.
We have 82.
Local products. And we 82. Have 80 plus, 83, I think, as of this morning, but... That number is growing, and at this time of the year, it's really almost the shoulder season is coming up, so people are really trying to get most of their things out, harvested, and you know the volume is moving up. But there's also seasonal stands that only grow things that grow seasonally, like blueberries. We have Asparagus Farm. They started like early in May and mid-June. It was like done. So they also came on the platform, but when they're done, they updated themselves to say close for the season. So you do see the pin, but it's striked out. You don't see much metadata when you open or tap on that pin, as you would with a stand that is open, still open. And we really made it intentionally talking about the ease and testability for the farmers, because tech, and if you have to go to a website to do 10 steps, there's already a lot of barriers created that we wanted to make sure that we don't do that for the farming community. So for that closing piece that I mentioned, that's one of the features where they can just send a text to a number, a dedicated line that we've set up for them. And then that basically registers the back end, and we just strike out your pin on the map. So you can do that if you're close with the season. You can also do it if you're temporarily close. Things can happen if you're not there for the week, or pins on the map that have been in a situation like that and they don't feel like obligated, now you have to keep this live. So we give them that flexibility too, which is really, there's no payments on the platform. There is no price on the platform. So you are seeing what's out there. You don't know how much it costs. It really goes back to the idea of you know before you go. Plan a trip around that. If you're looking for 5 things, you can plan intentionally. And then as you're going to these farms, it's not just you're just there to get a transaction and then you're out. We really want to promote you building relationships through this community and to talk to the farmer, see what else they have. Some farms offer not just, you know, a farm stand. They have like animal viewing, tours. They have other things that they have, they put on the table. And we, again, it's an idea that we are promoting that relational building in the county, which is really at the heart of it.
Just to be a little more clear, like you asked, what is Grit? So it is a website where you can discover locally grown things, and you can discover things based on, if you share your location with the system, you can discover things based on a radius. So like, say you want to eat within a 10K radius of you, or you want to be able to bike there or something. So you can discover locally grown things, primarily food, but there's also like hay, wool,
flowers.
But primarily groceries. So you can search within a 10K radius. You can search by the farm name or stand name, or you can search based on the food that you're looking for. So if you wake up this morning and you say, I want basil, you can search for basil, and then you can set the criteria to say 10K radius and then find basil within 10. That information is only as good as the farmers updating it.
Right.
So we've tried to make it as easy as possible for the farmers to update it as frequently as possible.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.